Hi everyone, this is Chris from Winning Lifestyles, and today I'll be sharing the first movement of my Dark Side Symphony, Bias. And to let you guys know beforehand, there is dark humor here about my experiences as a middle schooler, and you may disagree and say that I was being taught a lesson. But this is the lesson I learned so many years later. So please, don't invalidate my experience, but instead, think about how to effectively communicate better, especially to a growing, insecure 7th grader. And I know that the orchestra program is different between each school, and I know that there are a lot of good orchestra directors who would motivate their students to love music. But you gotta also know that there are a handful of teachers who would push their students down, making them hate music. But if you don't believe me, then let me show you this symphony for you to understand. To my fellow musicians out there, have y'all ever wondered why you were placed in a certain orchestra when you were in middle school or in high school? If you said it was based on your skills as a musician, that is not always the correct answer. If you go to a 100% music and performance-based school, sure, how good you are matters. However, a majority of us musicians went to schools where orchestra was an afterthought and talent doesn't always matter. The real reason that you were placed in a certain orchestra like Sinfonietta, Philharmonic, Symphony, or Chamber is due to some teacher's biased decision. Yeah, I said it. The teachers were biased when deciding your placement, the songs you play, and where you sit in the orchestra. It doesn't matter how good you are with the instrument or how much musical knowledge you understand. All they care about is that you agree with whatever they say. If you don't agree with them one single bit, well, say goodbye to your chances in getting into chamber orchestra, which was the highest ranked, or even symphony orchestra, which was the second highest ranked. Yeah, I know what I'm saying right now sounds really crazy, but let me share with you my experience. Back in my first year of middle school orchestra, I noticed that another first year orchestra group got the opportunity to play an extra, more technically challenging piece. And thinking that was unfair, my dumb middle school self later called out our directors on that unfairness in front of everyone during class. And I know, questioning a teacher about their decisions during class was not a smart move. But what's wrong with asking, right? It was just a simple question that anyone could answer. But unfortunately, they took it the wrong way and took me into a practice room right after class. And furious at my question about their biased decision, they angrily told me that no matter how skilled I was, I would never be chamber or symphony orchestra material because of my behavior. So, in the end, they put me in the lowest ranking orchestra since I didn't agree with their opinion. But on the bright side, it was better than getting detention for not agreeing with what the teacher thinks. So, to the next generation of orc dorks, if you want to be in that chamber or symphony orchestra, you better start sucking up to your orchestra directors. And that's all that I have for y'all today. And thank you so much for listening to our Winning Lifestyles audio edition podcast. Hope you stick around for many more episodes to come.